It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Body camera images were released Tuesday of the forceful arrest of a 75-year-old man by police in Idaho Springs. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Officer Nicholas Hanning is facing assault charges after tasing and kicking 75-year-old Michael Clark. The encounter followed a call from Clark's neighbor alleging that he hit her after a dispute over noise in her apartment. Clark's lawyer says he did not hit the woman who made the call to police and that he's still in the hospital with complications from the injuries he suffered during his arrest. The officer will appear in court next month. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Westminster Police Chief Tim Carlson is on leave after staff raised concerns about the department's workplace environment. The city is hiring a consultant to review the department, according to a press release. While Carlson is on leave, Westminster's deputy police chief will serve as the acting chief. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Marcia Fudge is in Colorado this week for a tour of affordable housing in Denver and Boulder. She used the visit to promote President Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure proposal.
People say, how is housing infrastructure? Where would you be if you didn't have a place to live? We are in the richest nation in the world. No one should sleep on a street, in a tent, under a bridge, on a bench. No one.
The legislation called the American Jobs Plan is currently before Congress but faces Republican opposition. It would set aside more than $300 billion for housing construction. Lawmakers are also debating a bipartisan infrastructure deal that does not include new housing money. Last night's Major League Baseball All-Star Game ended with the American League defeating the National League 5-2, wrapping up an eventful two nights in Denver. CPR's Vic Vella reports.
There was more electricity at Coors Field Monday and Tuesday than there had been in a really long time. First, a Monday filled with gargantuan home runs at altitude during the Derby, followed by Tuesday's main event. Lots of emotions on the field during last night's pregame ceremony, which featured a moving tribute to the late great Hank Aaron and thunderous ovations for Colorado Rockies All-Star Erman Marquez and former Rockies great Nolan Arenado. The Rockies return to regular season action Friday. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
This is CPR News.